Hi guys, how are you? This is Jumi. I hope you're having such a great day today. Welcome and welcome and welcome to my podcast, Glam with Grace. I am so excited to be recording another episode of Glam with Grace with you today. And I hope you have been blessed with my past episodes. If you haven't gotten the opportunity to listen, I would, you know, recommend for you to go and listen, especially if you are, you know, you just want to be encouraged, basically. My last episode was one of my favorite because I got to tell a personal testimony that and how God came through for me. But today I'm going to be talking about a different topic, and I think it's actually been long overdue, because when I started this podcast, I used to talk a lot about hair growth and, you know, basically how I overcame my hair loss issues and how I'm embracing my natural hair. So today I actually want to be talking about what I have learned in my 3 years of going all natural, which means I've been, for those that have been following me on Instagram or following me on Facebook, you guys know that I big chopped about 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago, shot. And I decided to stop doing braids and to stop doing extensions or anything like that and just let my hair breathe. So I'm going to be talking about that journey with you today. So just hang in there with me while I play the introduction quickly, and then we're going to dive in. But I hope you're having a good day and a good time. And I hope God is, you know, just being awesome to you in general, because, you know, we have to hold on to faith, because even though I talk about hair, I always want to bring God into everything I do, because without him, I am absolutely nothing. Without him, I would not be where I am today. So I give him all the glory, absolutely daily. Every opportunity I get, I give the glory back to God. So, yeah. I'm going to be back.
Okay. Hi, guys. How are you? This is Jumi, and welcome to Glam with Grace. Welcome to season 3 of Glam with Grace. Season 3 has been dedicated to my very good friend, Raheem Teray Barry. May his precious soul rest in peace. Raheem is a friend of the family that we lost at a very young age, and he made me promise him about 2 weeks before he passed on to keep recording my podcast. So I am honoring his memory. So welcome to Glam with Grace Season 3, where we're going to be talking about faith, about God, about business, about family, about relationship. Basically, we're going to be talking about it all in life, especially my life. So welcome to this amazing, amazing podcast. I truly hope that you'll be very blessed by the time you're done listening. God bless you.
And with Grace, guys, I am so excited today, and I'm sure you can tell by all of my expressions, even though you can't really see me through this podcast. But by the way, this is going to be recorded and it's going to be on my YouTube page at Jumi Grow. So go on YouTube and type in Jumi Grow so you can see this live and how I'm recording this today. But I'm very excited to talk about this topic, and I'm probably sure you guys want to hear my side of the story and how I have been, you know, dealing with my natural hair and loving it, basically, because I really feel like, especially with my hair texture, I have 4C hair, and my density is thick, but not that thick. Like I tell everyone is different. Like, we can all have the same hair texture, which means 4C hair or 4B or 4A, but we can have different densities, right? Like, I have two daughters, Nisi and Divine. Nisi has a thinner density of 4C hair, and Divine has a thicker density of 4C hair. And yes, it's a lot of work to just get that girl to wash her hair. She hates wash day. She doesn't want me to touch it because it's really, really thick. So yeah, that's why a lot of people go, oh, but you have 4C. But how come our hair is not the same, or it doesn't look the same or do the same things? It's just because our density is different. So yeah, I'm going to be talking about my 3 years, okay? I know my hair still looks short to you guys, but trust me, shrinkage is real. And because I've been wearing my natural hair and just in the state, a lot of people sometimes think that my hair is still short and hasn't grown. But it is growing, trust me. It is thriving, it is doing amazing. It's actually the best it's ever been in a very long time. So I'm going to give you a little background about me, and basically about my hair growth period. When I was younger, my mom did my hair. She never put perm in my hair or anything like that. You know, I grew up, I had part of my early childhood life in Nigeria. So
I did all of this fancy African treading and, you know, cornrows and all that good stuff. So my mom did a good job looking and taking care of my hair. Okay, so when I got to high school, secondary school, I decided when I graduated from secondary school, that was when I couldn't wait, because my mom always had perm, that I just couldn't wait to become 16 years old and perm my hair. So that was basically what happened. When I was 16, I started relaxing my hair. I didn't love my natural hair. I just felt like it was too much work. It hurt so much. I just couldn't be bothered by it. And I was very determined to never be natural again, period. So yeah, and I did a good job with that. I would perm my hair literally every 2 weeks. Oh my God, I wish someone told me back then that this is going to be bad for your hair eventually. But I was just trying to follow the trend. I wanted to be like my mom. I looked up to her a lot for everything. So yeah, so just perming my hair was like goals to me back then. Anyways, fast forward, I started my natural hair journey in 2012, and I think I've told this story before, but if you haven't heard this story, well, this is going to be an opportunity to hear the story again. When I became pregnant with my first child, Nisi, the doctor, which is a Caucasian doctor, looked at me, and you know, after I think it was in my third trimester, it was in my third month of my pregnancy, and it was just threw it out there. Probably never thought anything about it, but just threw it as a Caucasian man. Just threw it out that, oh, by the way, I would recommend for you to not use relaxers on your hair. Not use chemicals on your hair while you're pregnant. And I was just very intrigued that, why will my Caucasian doctor tell me not to put perm or relaxer on my hair while I'm pregnant? And I'm like, okay. And the lawyer in me, I like to research everything. I was so curious that I went on Google and I just typed in. That was the first time. It was literally a high opener for me. It was the first time ever that I realized that, oh my God, no, for real, like perming your head, that's loads of chemicals that I'm putting on my body, not just on the hair. Because at the end of the day, I know that a lot of the air is like, oh, your hair is there and it's not really like, it's not, I'm trying to figure out a way to explain this. It's not like your skin, but it's still, it's like a dead part of your body, if that makes sense. Anyways, I hope that makes sense to you. But then we forget that while we're putting the relaxers, we're putting the relaxers on our scalp as well. And that can actually go in your body. Yeah. And when I researched that, I'm like, oh my God. So he said that the Caucasian doctor was like, because the chemicals is not good and can affect the early development stages, growth stages of the fetus. And I'm like, what? Okay, so perming my hair is not only bad for, of course, me while I'm pregnant, but it's bad for my fetus. And the mama bear in me, being a mom for the first time, very excited, I didn't want to do anything that would affect my baby. I didn't want to be the cause of, God forbid, you know, the baby had a developmental disabilities or something that is going to come back to my decision. Oh my goodness, the mama bear came from nowhere, and I'm like, what? I will never ever put perm on my scalp or on my hair again. Texturize it, anything chemicals, I'm not putting it on my body, because if it's not good for the baby growing inside of me, yeah, it's not good for me. So that was basically what started my natural hair journey. I'm very sure everybody has a story, but that's my real story. Okay, so I went all out. I'm like, no more perming. I'm gonna be natural for my baby, and also I don't want my daughters to have to put perm on their hair. So I'm going to go natural so I can understand how to take care of my hair, so that I can in return take care of my daughter's hair. My daughter back then was just Nisi, daughter's hair. And that was basically what inspired me to go natural. And I fell, if I tell you, I fell in love with the natural hair journey, like the entire natural hair movement. But then while I was natural, I still didn't know how to care for my hair. I was a lazy naturalista. I basically would, you know, tell the old world that I'm natural, yeah, but I never, honestly, I would say maybe I wore my natural hair out, maybe I wash my hair 2 days, I wear it out, or, you know, like we all did, and literally go put it in a crochet style or a weave, or right away I'll put it in braids. I just couldn't be bothered. I couldn't be bothered with my natural hair. So I'm telling the old world that I'm natural, but then I remember one of my ex-co-workers on my old job used to say, Jimmy, you always tell us you're natural, but we never see your hair. And I'm like, wow, that is true. Well, I'm like inside down there, okay? Down inside of all that protective hairstyles, trust me, I am natural. And I convinced myself saying I was natural, but I still never really got to understand how to care for my hair or how to take care of my hair properly, you know, with the porosity and what I'm supposed, what kind of products I'm meant to be using on my hair and all that. I never really got to do that. I never really got to understand it. I just used to feel like it was too much work. I'm natural, yeah. I'm still part of the movement, but it was too much work, so I covered it up. Anyways, fast forward, I became natural in 2012. 2014, I suffered bad severe anemia. And because of that reason, I lost a lot of my hair. My hair was breaking and shedding like crazy. Like, I'm telling you, it was so bad. I was like, but anyways, I did speak about my anemia hair loss journey as well. It's on my YouTube channel. So if you want to watch it, you can watch it and see what I did to be better or to get my hair to be better. So 2014, I became anemic. And my hair was literally a mess, and that was what got me into mixing different types of oils to grow back my hair to health. Trust me, I've told all this story before. I'm not going to talk about the story here because I want to talk about my 3 years, amazing three, the past 3 years, and how it's been so great, you know, in my natural hair journey. So in 2016, when Divine, my second daughter, was born, I suffered postpartum alopecia, and that just literally birthed my entire business, birthed my passion for organic products, organic ingredients, and birthed my passion for, you know, helping other women in the same, you know, similar circumstances as me to help them get their hair back to health. Because I've been there and I understand it. I understand hair loss, the stigma, even the, sometimes it does affect our self-esteem as women when you have a bald spot or a bald patch and you're just so frustrated, tried everything and nothing is working, or you know it's frustrating, right? So that's why I always want to educate women that look, you don't want to be damaging your scalp more. What you want to make sure that whatever it is that you're doing, you're not making it worse, but you're trying to make it better, right? So if you notice that you have a bald spot, don't go back and do another tight braids. It's going to worsen the situation. So I've been talking about this, and if you've been listening, you know that this is true. You know, I've been talking about this anyways. So yeah, so I'm going to talk about the past 3 years. So after she was born, 2018, end of the 2018, I decided to go natural. This time, I was very, very intentional about it, because I remembered when I cut off my hair, one of my sister-in-laws looked at me and she was like, are you going to wear your hair tomorrow? Are you going to put a wig on? And I told her, no, I actually intend on wearing my hair the way it is. And then I had some bald patches on the side. I wore my hair to corporate America that way. I didn't care who was looking at me. I was so determined to be intentional about wearing out my natural hair just the way it was. I was tired of the braids, tired of the weaves, tired of the crochet. I'm tired of hiding my hair. I'm going to wear it just the way God has given it to me. I am proud of it. And I was ready to show it to the world. I don't care how it looks. This is exactly how I'm going to wear my hair, okay? So when I went to work, I remember the day when I went to work when I literally, my hair was really short. It wasn't even up to an inch. It was really short. It was almost bald. It was really short. And everybody, because everybody knows I'm always getting my hair done. I used to do my hair very frequently. And I could just read their eyes, or like, very shocked that, what? Chubby, you cut your hair and you're wearing it out like this? I'm like, yes, I am loving it. I was literally loving. I'm like, I feel free. I felt so free. And the fact that I could wear it in corporate America, I felt even freer. No one's going to tell me anything. I was so determined to wear it like that. That was how I wore it. I actually did document my hair growth journey for almost a year and a half. And then last year, COVID, guys. Oh my God. I don't know if you were not affected by COVID. Directly or indirectly, we were all affected by COVID. So I documented my egg journey, how it was growing very nicely and healthy for about a year to a year and a half. And then last year, I stopped documenting my hair growth journey because I was, honestly, guys, I was extremely busy. It was really hard for me running a full-time business, being home every single day with the kids. Like, normally I would get a break. They would either be at the babysitter or in school. I always had a schedule. So after they dropped off in school, I go to the business, I record content, I do more. But then after, it was so hard, guys. I give it up to all the moms. I give it up to all the moms and dads. Honestly, you are amazing. We did it and we survived it. I know COVID is not over, but we're doing it. You know, it was really hard for me last year to combine everything. I had to be homeschooling full-time, two kids, something that I've never done. I know some moms, they have a special anointing where they can homeschool their kids. Trust me, that's not one of my strengths. I really did struggle with that, and struggling with that while I was growing a business. And I just stopped documenting my hair growth journey, and I didn't even notice that I was stressed. But I was stressed last year, and because of that, I was experiencing quite a few breakages as well. And that's the reason why I created the Ayurvedic T-Rings. And I was more intentional about trimming my hair, because I just wasn't trimming my hair. I wasn't using the hair growth oil consistently. I was literally so focused on running the brand and just homeschooling and just making sure that all the family members are sane, because last year was very tough. So, yeah, but my hair growth is, I still do not wear braids. I don't wear, and I think the next episode I'm going to talk about exactly how COVID affected my hair growth last year. I didn't I am still not doing braids, because I wanted to be intentional and I wanted to practice what I preached, that I'm going to wear my hair out naturally. And that was exactly what I'm going to be, a naturalista to the core. I'm going to wear it out. And that was what I did. I have not done braids. I have not done crochet. I've not done weaves. I've not done anything in 3 years. And I tell you, I feel amazing. As you can see, this is my natural hair. This is the kind of protective hairstyle that I don't care if anybody doesn't feel like it's cool or fancy. This is exactly how I'm gonna wear it, because this is keeping my hair, you know, intact, and I'm not losing edges, and my hair is growing healthy. I can reach my scalp. I can massage my scalp 2-3 times or 2 times a day, you know. So with waves, I can't do all of that, you know. So I am really, you know, trying to preach it out that, like, you can actually do, you can wear your natural hair. You can feel beautiful in your natural. You don't have to. I mean, I'm not saying it's not a bad thing. I might eventually, you know, do braids or crochet one day if I want to break, but I love just this journey. I am embracing everything. I'm getting to know my hair. I'm getting to enjoy my texture. I am making products and creating products for my hair to help better people in my situation. So it is a passion. It's a mission. I tell people that it's a ministry. You know, it's a ministry that God has given to me to help other women, you know, find products that are organic, that are real, that are made, you know, they're made in our kitchen with love. You know, I pray, like I was telling one of the friends that I just recently met, I don't only make it with love, but we pray on it. I pray on all of the products as well. So it's not just going to help you, it's going to transform your life in Jesus' name. Amen. No, but honestly, yeah. So I decided to give my hair a break. I didn't want anything else to affect my edges, or I just wanted it to be healthy. So I gave it all a break just to wear my hair out naturally and be proud of what God gave me, exactly how God gave it to me. So yeah, I hope this encourages you. I know it's a little off topic, but I think I might be going back to talking about hair, because that's the reason really why I started this podcast, to encourage you in your hair growth journey. And I really hope and pray that, you know, this makes a little sense to you when it comes, or gives you a little a little clarity with your hair growth. Everyone is different. Everyone's journey is different. Everyone chooses their own journey. But this is my third year journey, and I am, you know, now I'm going into retaining length. Because last year was just I'll be honest with you, I didn't really like care as much. I did care for my hair, but not as much as I would, because it was just so much going on. Last year was very crazy for a lot of us, actually. So, but I'm praying that, you know, the rest of the year, the end of the year will be better for every single one of us, and next year will be even better, even if we still have to live with COVID, you know. Hopefully, in Jesus' name, the aftermath, you know, never happens again. All the things that happened last year would never happen again, in Jesus' name. And as we move forward, we can build on a better foundation. I pray that this
you know, episode encourages you, please do reach out. You know, I'm always very open. Like I said, on my Instagram page, you can reach out to me at jummiegrow, at J-U-M-M-I-E grow, or on Facebook or even on YouTube. This is going to be live on YouTube, so you can see all of my expressions and exactly how that was. I get really excited when I'm doing stuff like this, yeah, because, you know, it's you never know who you help, even if it's one person, to just keep encouraging. So, yeah. Wear your hair naturally, wear it proudly. You are beautiful. God made you that way for a reason. Don't let anybody else tell you anything. All right. God bless you, and I will see you next week. Have a great day. Bye-bye.